Hello, this is Matt, and you're listening to Microbe Talk, the podcast from the Microbiology Society. Anyone who's been enjoying the sun on a nice summer evening knows this sound. In recent years, mosquitoes have been appearing in the news more and more due to outbreaks of diseases caused by arboviruses, diseases such as dengue and Zika. As if getting bitten by a mosquito wasn't bad enough, if it's carrying an arbovirus, it turns out that the saliva causing the annoying itchy bumps is actually helping the arbovirus infect you. On this month's episode, I'm talking with Daniela Lefteri. Daniela is researching the enhancing effect of the saliva and how they might be able to help in the growing arbovirus problem.
So my name is Daniela Lefteri, and I'm currently in the process of finishing off my PhD in Clive McKimmy's group at the University of Leeds. Our group's research focus is on the virus-host interactions between arboviruses and the mammalian host.
So how did you get into working with arboviruses?
I did a master's degree in virology, studying viruses at Imperial College. And I remember that even back then, I found arboviruses to be very fascinating due to their intricate method of transmission. And when I then started looking for PhD positions, I came across Clive McKimmy's group at the University of Leeds. And I read about their work on arbovirus enhancement by mosquito bites. And I became very interested in this and decided to contact them. And that's basically how I joined the group in 2016.
I'm sure there's many people who've heard of arboviruses but may not know exactly what they are. Could you give us a quick introduction?
Yes. So arboviruses are basically arthropod-borne viruses. Any virus that's transmitted by an arthropod vector, such as mosquitoes, ticks, or sandflies. And in my group, we work exclusively with mosquito-borne viruses. These types of viruses are of huge medical importance, as there are many that can directly affect humans, such as Zika, dengue, yellow fever, and chikungunya virus, just to name a very few.
And am I right in saying that malaria, whilst being borne by mosquitoes, is not an arbovirus?
Yes, so malaria is more of a parasite, so it's not in the arbovirus category, and it's spread by different types of mosquitoes than most arboviruses.
You said you work mainly on mosquitoes. Obviously, there's many different species. Are there specific species that transmit arboviruses?
There are a few, but the main ones are Aedes aegypti, Aedes albopictus, and Culex pipiens tend to be the most common, whilst malaria is mainly the Anopheles species.
You mentioned your PhD is looking into the effect of mosquito saliva on arboviruses. Could you give us some background to your research?
So it has been well established that arbovirus infection of mammals is enhanced by the presence of a mosquito bite. So compared to if you were to simply inject the virus in a purely experimental setting in the absence of a bite. And this has been shown by a number of different groups using a number of different arboviruses. And experimentally injected mosquito saliva, so that saliva that's been extracted from mosquitoes, it can enhance virus infection on its own. And this suggests that there's something about mosquito saliva that enhances infection. And we actually have evidence that aspects of the host's immune response to the saliva is enhancing virus infection. Mm-hmm. And we have discovered that saliva cannot directly enhance virus infection of cells, as when we try to look at this in vitro using either cell cultures or ex vivo using skin explants from animals or humans, we cannot observe viral enhancement anymore. And this suggests that it's a systemic host response, such as inflammation, that is required for this enhancement of infection to occur. So what I'm working on is basically trying to establish which features of the actual saliva that is important in facilitating this viral enhancement, but also which host responses to the saliva are important in facilitating this viral enhancement.
Right, so it's the sort of extra components like anticoagulants in the saliva that are helping the arbovirus.
Yes, exactly. So there are so many different components in the mosquito saliva and loads of proteins and molecules that are there basically to help the mosquito acquire successful blood meal, like anticoagulants, as you mentioned. Some are vasodilatory. However, we don't know the function of most of these, so we don't know what they're doing. There's also a lot of microbiota and things like that that can also cause inflammation. So there are a lot of factors involved, and we're trying to tease out which ones are important, basically.
It seems amazing that someone thought, I think that mosquito saliva is enhancing arbovirus infection. How did the idea first come about?
Yeah, so basically studies that are evaluating the effect of mosquito saliva on the immune response, they only began relatively recently. And it only happened following the discovery that sandfly saliva enhanced infections with an intracellular parasite that they transmit, which is called Leishmania. And this discovery caused scientists to wonder whether this was true for other vector species as well. So they tested mosquito bites, for example, and now we know that it's not only mosquito saliva that does this, but also tick saliva has an enhancing effect on arboviruses that they transmit. However, it's interesting because it seems as if all different vector species enhance infections via different mechanisms. So even though they all have this thing in common, it seems as if they're having different effects on the host that's enhancing virus infection. So, for example, tick saliva appears to be enhancing virus infection by inhibiting the immune response at the bite sites, whilst when it comes to mosquitoes, it appears as if the opposite is true. So instead of inhibiting the immune response, mosquito saliva causes an inflammation that probably leads to an influx of immune cells that can then potentially become infected and help spread the virus.
I'm just interested there. You said that ticks work in the opposite way to mosquitoes. Do you know why that is?
With ticks, we think that the way it works, I'm not an expert in this because it's not my field, so they need to stay there in order to acquire their blood meal as part of their life cycle. So they need to inhibit inflammatory responses so that the host won't notice as quickly, it won't get irritated, and that the body won't basically try to expel it. Whilst mosquitoes don't need this, they are just going to bite you really quickly and then fly off. So that's why we think that the mechanism is different between the two.
I see. So different arboviruses have independently evolved to be helped by the saliva of their host.
Yeah, exactly. So it seems like this co-evolution with the virus and the mosquitoes has facilitated this very specific niche that the saliva helps out the virus without actually meaning to, and that the virus has then evolved to be transmitted via these very specific species of mosquitoes.
So can all mosquito saliva enhance arbovirus infection?
So viruses are transmitted via very specific mosquito species. So not all mosquitoes will be able to transmit viruses. And it's interesting because this idea led us to start testing different species of mosquito saliva and see if they all were able to enhance arbovirus infections. And one thing we did discover was that not all mosquito species were able to enhance infection. And this, we think, is likely relating to the presence of distinct factors in some mosquito saliva that activates inflammatory responses that is then absent in some of the other ones. We basically observed enhancement of arbovirus infection by a number of different species, including Aedes aegypti, Salpopictus, and Culex pipiens, which, as I mentioned, are common transmitters of arboviruses. However, when it comes to species like the Anopheles, which are the malaria-transmitting mosquitoes mainly, we've discovered that these mosquito species are unable to enhance viral infection. And we think that this difference may also play an important role in determining the vector competence of these mosquitoes, so whether they're able to transmit certain viruses or not. And as I said, Anopheles gambia mosquitoes are actually very inefficient vectors of most arboviruses. So even though some scientists have been able to detect viral RNA of some arboviruses in these mosquitoes in the wild, there's no evidence that they can successfully transmit them. However, there's one exception, and it's a virus that's called Onion virus, which they actually can transmit. But no one really understands why they're able to transmit this one virus and not any of the other ones. And so we decided to investigate this and see if mosquito saliva is able to enhance Onion virus infection. And we discovered that this virus is able to infect mice regardless of the presence of a mosquito bite. So unlike most other mosquito-borne viruses that require mosquito saliva to efficiently infect a mammalian host. So we actually believe that this virus, Onion virus, evolved not to rely on mosquito bite-dependent enhancement, and that this is the reason why it can more easily be spread by other mosquito species that don't have this enhancing effect.
So what are the next steps of your research?
Well, as we found that some mosquito species are able to enhance infection and some are not, we're trying to use this as a sort of natural knockout model where we can compare the different host immune responses to between the saliva that enhances infection and the one that doesn't. So by comparing these different host responses, we're trying to tease out which are important in facilitating arbovirus enhancement. And so far we've looked at a few different aspects, but what we have found is that Aedes aegypti saliva tends to cause significant amounts of edema. So that's accumulation of fluid at the site of the injection.
The inflammation?
Yes.
Yeah, that itchy bump when you get bitten.
Yeah, the swelling, basically. It causes more swelling than Anopheles gambiae saliva. And we thought that perhaps this was responsible for arbovirus enhancement. So we decided to test this by injecting histamine, so purified histamine, which triggers edema. It can trigger edema in the absence of any mosquito bite or any mosquito factors. And interestingly enough, we saw that this was able to enhance infection equally well as mosquito saliva. So we think that perhaps it has something to do with the edema at the bite site that helps the virus out. So at the moment, we're trying to see if we can inhibit edema and if that would stop this from occurring in the first place.
And what are your hopes for the future?
So we basically believe that by investigating how saliva enhances virus infection, this will enable us to develop a treatment that blocks this enhancing effect from occurring in the first place. And thereby, we can reduce the risk of more serious illnesses commonly associated with these mosquito-borne virus infections. And the beauty of this would be that by therapeutically blocking the factor that enhances infection of many of these medically important mosquito-borne viruses, we could then develop a treatment that blocks them. And given that there are currently no licensed treatments or also very few vaccines available for most of these viruses, this would be a huge step. And also, we already know from other work that has been conducted in our group that it is possible to suppress infection via the use of antiviral topical treatments. And the data for this will be published in a new paper that's coming out soon from our group, if anyone's interested to. So then keep a look out for that. But however, this basically just suggests that by manipulating events at the mosquito bite, we can alter the clinical outcome of infection. So the development of alternative methods that directly target saliva enhancement isn't unlikely.
Yeah, in my head, it's just take some anti-inflammatories and you'll be fine. But obviously, it's just not as simple as that.
As you said, as simple as just taking some anti-inflammatories, we actually thought about that. So we tested using antihistamines. Unfortunately, this did not suppress or prevent this enhancement from occurring. So it's probably something else going on as well. But yeah, it's a good idea. And we tried. But we will continue trying and see what happens.
Thanks to Daniela for taking me through her research. It was a really enjoyable conversation. And if you want to find out more about Daniela and her research, she was a 2019 Young Microbiologist of the Year finalist. So a link to our interview with her is in the podcast description below. Also, since recording this podcast, she's actually passed her Viva. So a huge congratulations to her. As always, if you've enjoyed the podcast, please give us a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.